Every year, as debate about building a wall along our southern border and comprehensive immigration reform continues in Washington, hundreds of migrants continue to die in the desert as they attempt to come to the U.S. There's a community of activists in southern Arizona who work to help those migrants, groups like Samaritans and No More Deaths, who leave water along the trails where undocumented migrants sometimes cross. Jody Ipsen is part of that community, and for more than a decade, she and a group of other artists and activists have taken some of what those migrants leave behind, clothes, blankets, sometimes prayer cards, and turn it all into quilts.
It's called the Migrant Quilt Project, and its goal is to document the migrants, named and unnamed, who die every year in the Tucson Border Patrol sector of the desert. There are 17 quilts now that serve as a tribute to migrants who've died there over the last 17 years. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Ipsen more about the project and why she started it to begin with.
It's interesting because in 2005 I was up in the Huachuca Mountains that borders Arizona and the Mexico border. And I was hiking up there with an old boyfriend of mine, and we camped for several days. And I came across a layup site or a campsite, and there were baby bottles and diapers and backpacks and frijole cans and garlic. And I was at first really appalled by the destruction of the beautiful pristine desert. But toward the end of the weekend, I was so curious to understand why these people were crossing, especially with children or babies. So I grew more and more compassionate throughout the weekend. And when I headed home, I got involved in Humane Borders and then Samaritans and No More Deaths. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to fully understand the root causes of migration, why people were coming. And it was in 2007 that I took a trip throughout Central America and Mexico. Before leaving on that trip, I cut out newspaper articles from the Arizona Daily Star and The Citizen and recorded and documented these stories where these women came from that had died in the desert. And I mapped them out on a big map, and a friend of mine who became the translator for me on that 1 month journey joined me, and we started in El Salvador and literally backpacked throughout El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, and then through the veins of Mexico all the way up to Zacatecas. And what I discovered in these small little villages was intense poverty. I could not unsee what I saw there, and it moved me in such a way that I just felt powerless. But at the same time, like, there's something I've got to be able to do about the dust in the desert. And what happened was, at the end of that trip, I came back and I was still involved with the border issues and hiking migrant trails. And I decided, instead of throwing away these things that we would come across, you know, to clean up the desert, I would somehow use some of the fabric and create quilts documenting the lives of the migrants who died in the Tucson sector.
So let's talk a little bit about what these look like. So this is radio, so we can't see these quilts, but I've seen pictures of them and they're quite stunning. Can you describe one or two of these for our audience so that they can understand what it is that the final product ends up looking like?
Sure. One quilt that looks like an American flag was actually a blanket that I had found in the Tucson sector area. And it was really worn, and you can see the sun damage on it and everything. And a woman named Vernie Greenfield created a flag out of that fabric. And on that particular quilt, you see this like highway or carretera where people would walk north into the mountain region, and then the red and white lines that represent the U.S. flag, the white lines contain all the names of the migrants who've died in the desert. It's a really powerful quilt because it represents the United States, but it also represents why people are coming to the U.S. And there's another quilt that I wanted to talk about because it's very emotional, and it was created by Cornelia Bailey, who is in Green Valley. She's a phenomenal artist, quilter, activist, and she pieces together the names of people with rosaries and milagros, which are little metal trinkets that represent body parts or hearts and things like that that are very precious to the Mexican culture. And on one of her quilts, she hand-stitched, "Did you see a bird the day you died? Were you hot, thirsty, and frightened?" And that gets to me every time I read that. And it's just so compelling about how people lose their lives out in the desert in these remote areas all alone by themselves, and just how frightening that must be to them.
I wonder if you've ever shared this project with some people from the migrant community, people who have made that journey.
Recently, we were in Waukegan, Illinois. In fact, the show is still up until October 14th. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen who was there, Josue Pasillas, he noticed his cousin on one of the quilts. And his name is Jaime Pasillas. Jaime Pasillas used to live in Waukegan and worked for the Park Service there. And his green card expired, and he was forced back into Mexico. And he decided to cross again to reunite with family, and he did not make it. And so it was really powerful to meet with some of his family members.
I wonder, when you travel with this, with these quilts, and you show them to people who do not maybe know the border as well as we do here in Arizona, what kind of reactions do you get from people? Is this, are they surprised?
Absolutely. Almost everyone says, "I had no idea this was going on." And that is almost the universal response to the project, because when you see 17 very large quilts, some of them are 9 feet long and, you know, 6-7 feet wide, they shudder at the number of deaths on the quilts. For example, we just got the medical examiner's report for this last fiscal year, and 122 migrants have died, and almost all of them were unidentified. So when you see those numbers of identified human beings on these quilts who remain nameless, it's just horrifying.
Like we mentioned before, the project has just passed its 10-year anniversary. Why is it something that you are still doing and that you still feel needs to be done?
I'm still involved in it because when I started volunteering to work out in the desert as a humanitarian aid worker in 2005, there was a lot of talk about humane immigration reform, mm-hmm. you know, pathways to citizenship. And still, here we are in 2018, and we have no reform. I mean, there's no legislation on the table right now to pass to bring the 10 million people out of the shadows and a path to citizenship, or increasing the number of work visas people can come over and work in agriculture and other industries. So until that happens, until people aren't funneled into these remote areas through border policies like Operation Gatekeeper, Safeguard, and Hold the Line, we're going to continue to see deaths every year. So we have to continue to talk about this, what's happening in our desert, as long as people continue to die.
All right. Jody Ibsen is the founder and director of the Migrant Quilt Project. Jody, thank you so much for telling us about this today.
Thank you so much.